The Torah discusses the special reward given to the dogs for not, as the pasuk says, that they didn't bark during Makas Bechoros. And people ask, like, what do you mean reward for the dogs? Like, animals have free choice. The animal knows what they're doing. And what is the reward, first of all? Well, Kelov Tashlich, and also you give them the scraps and the velas, the stuff you can't eat anymore. So you give the animals to eat. So they got a reward for keeping silent at Makas Bechoros. So what's the big deal that they keep silent? They didn't know what was going on. So different mafreshim basically say along the lines that it's human, or I don't know, human nature, maybe dog nature, that when dogs stop barking, they start joining in. Like one dog starts, the other, I guess that's the way they communicate when they go psycho. And when something unusual is happening, like you see a dog, like someone's coming, they run to the dog, they start barking, a dog that's for protection. The dogs bark when other dogs are barking or something unusual. There was something very unusual happening during Makas Bechoros. People were dropping dead and the dogs were going psycho, barking. But that was only in the Egyptian neighborhoods. The Nais was, or not the Nais, that the dogs themselves decided that among the Yidden, they did not bark, even though they heard everyone else barking. But when they were in front of the Jews, they did not bark. In fact, that's the pasuk some people say when they pass by a dog. Well, Yichrat Kelov Lashono. I don't know if it's a segula or not, but that's what people say. So what's the reward? So I think the Alto Slobodka or others point out, what's the reward for the dogs? So the, why would they got rewarded for not barking? So we see sometimes in life, it's harder to be quiet, to keep silent, speaking of Lashon Hara. A lot of times we have desires to say things, saying things we shouldn't say, and it takes a lot of gvura to hold back and not say something. And that's what they say about the Alto Slobodka. When he spoke, but when it came to Lashon Hara, other things, when he was quiet, he was quiet. To the dogs, took a special gvura, special for the animals, the dogs, that they didn't go ahead. Everyone was barking, making noises, and the reward for the dogs not barking, so they got lakelav, we got to give them the nevelas and stuff. However, there's another animal also in this week's parasha, parasha's bow, that is. At the end of the parasha, it talks a very strange halacha, peter chamor, that we redeem the firstborn donkey. And it's very unusual. We're familiar with firstborns, pishnayim, the firstborn of humans, firstborns of animals, but normally on a behemoth tamea, there's no halacha of kedushas bechor. So why is there some special halacha, petach hamor? So Rashi quotes, it's a gzeiras hakasa, but he writes, the reason is because the donkeys, when the Jews collected the gold and silver from the Egyptians during Makas Choshech or different times, so who carried it out? It was the donkeys who carried out the gold and silver. So as a reward for carrying out the gold and silver, they got the reward of Petach Hamor. So the question Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld asks is, how come it seems like the donkeys got the better reward? The dogs for keeping quiet during Makas Bechoros, showing the gvura, they got the scraps, they got to throw them the tray for meat. But the donkey seemed to got a higher level of kedusha, petach hamor, donkeys. So what's the pshat? So Zonnenfeld explained, it's one thing, and it takes gvura to keep quiet and not to talk. But that's b'shei v'altasa. What the donkeys did, they did b'poel with maisa. They schlepped the actual gold and silver. So no matter how much sky you get for mentally, whether it's speaking or not speaking, generally we assume, and dibor is a discussion whether it's considered a maisa, certain times it is, but not speaking isn't a maisa, it's shei ve'altasa, it's by not doing. So by not doing, you still get a reward. By going ahead and doing something, by doing something difficult, schlepping the gold and silver, for that they were zocher to the peter with the firstborn donkey. It also reminds me of the frogs who chose to go in. It was a different choice of the frogs. Those went into the oven, so they chose on their own, and therefore they got rewarded. From there, we learned out Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, learned out a Kal Vachomer from the frogs. But that's the issue here. We see the donkeys and the dogs both got rewarded. The dogs being Shei V'Altasa, they didn't speak, so they got rewarded with the scraps. But the donkeys who did a Maisa, they did an action. We live in the world of Maisa. They schlepped and did the chesed, so they even got a greater reward of Peter Chamor, of the firstborn Kedusha.
Call Ashram and see if he wants to do